46. Thinking like an Egyptian. Modo finally gave up on thumping the boulder and went to the door, shoving it so hard that he slipped and nearly fell backward into the pit.
"We're stuck," he said, out of breath. "Do you think the pit's really that deep?"
Octavia asked. Lizzie pointed the lantern into it, which allowed them to see that the walls were lined with shiny, black, jagged rock. A collection of white sticks lay on the bottom, about 40 feet down. White sticks. Then it became clear to Modo what they were.
"Those are bones," he said. "We're not the first to be trapped here." "Bones?"
Octavia's voice cracked slightly.
"What a horrible way to die."
"It's quick, at least." Lizzie pointed the light away. "We won't end up like them," she said with such confidence that Modo desperately wanted to believe her.
"There must be a way across," Octavia said.
"We have to think like the Egyptians," Modo offered.
"Old and dusty?" Lizzie asked. It was the first funny thing she'd said, and both he and Octavia shared a look, then began to laugh.
"Perhaps the answer is another trick," he said.
He bent down and felt along the top of the pit.
"There's a flat rock here. Could you shine the light on it?"
Lizzie did, but even with the light he couldn't actually see what he was touching. He leaned over, so far into the pit that Octavia gasped,
"Don't slip!"
It wasn't until he sat up again and the light fell at a particular angle that he could see what was right in front of them.
"There's a bridge!" he exclaimed. "The stone is so dark that it doesn't reflect light."
He stood up and moved toward it.
"Wait, Modo," Octavia said. "How do we know it won't collapse?"
"I'll test it," Modo said. "Just one of us at a time."
"You're far too heavy," Octavia countered. "I should go. I'm light as a feather."
"No, I have better balance and—"
Their light was gone. Lizzie had slipped past them and was already halfway across the bridge. She looked as though she were walking on air.
"Well, if she's light enough," Octavia said, stepping onto the bridge.
Lizzie set down the lantern at the opposite side so it dimly lit the outlines of the bridge.
"Come along, children,"
she chimed, as Octavia took several tentative steps across. When she'd reached Lizzie, Modo took his turn. It was relatively easy to cross so long as he stared straight ahead. Lizzie was already searching out possible lever stones. Finally, she found one and gave it a shove. The rock blocking their way slid aside quietly, revealing yet another tunnel.
"How long has it been?"
Octavia asked. Modo nearly slapped his forehead. Mr. Socrates had wanted them back in 25 minutes. He looked at his pocket watch. 35 minutes had passed. It felt as if they'd been wandering for hours.
"We were supposed to be back by now."
"But there's no way back," Lizzie observed calmly.
"We'll have to hope we find them by going on."
So they followed the passage. It narrowed, and they were forced again onto their hands and knees. Suddenly the tunnel turned into a smooth slide, and Lizzie slipped down it at great speed, acrobatically turning so she was travelling feet first, holding the lamp away from herself with one hand. Modo slid down next, digging in his hands but gaining more speed than he would have thought possible. Going so fast, face first, wasn't smart. So, with all his strength, he pushed his legs apart until he'd slowed down enough to swing his body around. Then he heard Octavia, right behind him, screaming, "Ooh!" Next thing he knew, he was falling a few feet and smashing onto a rock. Lizzie was moaning on the ground next to him, a lantern somehow still burning a few feet away. Lizzie was on her feet first, and she gave Modo a hand up as Octavia came shooting out of the tunnel. She managed to land on her feet, then tumble to the floor.
"Well, that was more excitement than I was looking for,"
Octavia said, letting them both pull her up. Another obsidian chamber, this one at least 15 feet tall. On either side of them were golden statues of Horus. The room seemed even more majestic than the one with the Sphinx, and the walls had numerous brass torch holders, perhaps indicating that some sort of ceremony was performed here.
"We're getting closer," Modo said.
Then they heard a bird-like screeching from behind them that sent a chill down Modo's spine. Lizzie spun the bullseye around, the light catching the clockwork falcons as they swooped down, talons gleaming.